I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. This past Pesach 2020, Tavshin Pei, had many unique questions. There were new questions, interesting questions that came up because we were in the throes, we were in the height of COVID. There was one question that came up after Pesach. Someone called up saying that he was sick, he was on a ventilator the week prior to Pesach, through Pesach. Only after Pesach did he come back to be able to deal with the reality. And he realized that he had chametz in his house that he hadn't sold. He wasn't a mevatel. He didn't do bittel chametz. He didn't nullify that chametz. The question is, was he allowed to eat that chametz? We learned in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, Pesachim daf Chavches, that if you have chametz she'avlov Pesach, you have chametz that lasted over Pesach, that belonged to a Jew, it's aser bahana. You're not allowed to benefit from that chametz. One may have argued, okay, but look in the Gemara in today's daf. Pesachim daf Chavtes. The Gemara concludes, Rava says, really the reason why there's this prohibition is because of a knas. It's a penalty. Since you're over on the Avera, you violated the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach, therefore we say you're not allowed to derive benefit from this chametz. You're not allowed to eat this chametz. However, this individual, it was an ones. He couldn't do anything about it. He was stuck in the hospital. He couldn't deal with the chametz that was in his house. And therefore, perhaps we would say that it's permissible for him to eat that chametz. Now, if this person had family members or someone was aware of his situation, it seems that someone else could have sold the chametz for him, even though he didn't designate him as his shliach, as his agent in order to perform the mechira. Still, using the idea of zachin mei adam shlo b'fanav, it's a complex discussion. There's a ketzos, it's a discussion among the poskim, but it seems that we would be able to rely on that and say someone else could sell the chametz for him, even though he didn't appoint the person. We know that he would have wanted the chametz to have been sold, but in this case, that wasn't the scenario. He came home, he didn't have family members in his house, he was an older person, he lived alone, and therefore the question was, would he be allowed to eat the chametz? Maybe, as we said, since it's only a penalty and he didn't do anything wrong, it would be okay. But the truth is, if you look in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, in Aruch Haim Sim Taf Mem Ches, Sif Gimel, Chametz Shel Yisrael She'avlo V'Pesach, you have chametz that belongs to a Jew, that passed over Pesach, Aser Bahana, you're not allowed to derive benefit from that chametz, Afilu Hinichu Shogeg O Onos. Even if he wasn't aware of the chametz, even if he couldn't do anything about it, he was an ones, still, we say that the chametz is aser. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's a concern, it's atu a case, it's because there are situations in which someone could have done something wrong, therefore we make a low plug, we say under all circumstances, you wouldn't be able to derive benefit from that chametz.